I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1191. Grandpa Lives in Your Bones. If you're a regular listener, first of all, let me thank you. That means more to me than you'll ever know. But also, if you're a regular listener, you know that I've been on a kind of mini theme these last couple of days. 2 days ago, we talked about not always going with the flow, taking a look at what's pushing and pulling at our life and seeing if it's taking us where we want to go and where God wants us to go. Then yesterday, we talked about that which must be named, facing our true selves, naming our sins so we can be healed. One more today. After we accept that we don't have to do what we've always done and we name it to tame it, now we can look at where some of this comes from, because Grandpa lives in your bones. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. And the good news is, even with all of our brokenness and failures, God loves us unconditionally. Let's just start right there. Pete Scazzaro, a pastor and author of many books on being emotionally healthy, made the famous saying, "Jesus may live in your heart, but Grandpa lives in your bones." He's right. Let's face it. We didn't arrive at who we are in a vacuum. We were all formed. As Dallas Willard said, we all get a spiritual formation. It just may not be a very good one. In our family of origins, we've experienced triumphs and traumas, and those things formed us. We were given scripts or narratives about how we're supposed to see ourselves, people who are different than us, and even God. And we learned patterns of being and doing. We picked up behaviors and habits and attitudes that we brought with us into adulthood. Some of those things might be good and very good, thanks be to God. But others are bad and very bad, and we just need to see them for what they are. The Bible talks about the sins of the father coming down to the third and fourth generation. I don't believe that means that you have to directly answer for the sins of your grandpa or your great-grandpa. But I do believe it means that you and I directly pay the price for our grandpa's legacies and life. For example, it might be his work ethic and poor money management that made your family perpetually poor. It might be his attitude toward people of another race that made you, by default, be a racist too. It might be his lack of interest in the things of God that made you a doubter or an agnostic at best. It might be his abusive way of treating women or kids that got passed down to your parents and then on to you. It might be his drinking that left your family broken. All those things had an effect on you. Maybe you're insecure or scared or angry or addicted, or you hate people that aren't like you, or, well, you know you best. Here's the great question. What is there about Grandpa in your bones that you like? Because it's not all bad. And what is there about Grandpa in your bones that you need to name so that then you can go against the flow, as we've been talking these last couple of days? Let's pray this prayer adapted from pvnccdsb.on.ca. Lord, many of my problems have been caused by my own failures, neglect, and sinfulness, for which I humbly beg your forgiveness, Lord. But I also ask you to forgive the sins of my ancestors, whose failures have left their effect on me in the form of unwanted tendencies, behavior patterns, and defects in body, mind, and spirit. With your help, I sincerely forgive everyone, especially living or dead members of my family tree, who have directly offended me or my loved ones in any way, or those whose sins have resulted in our present sufferings and disorders. In our family tree, Lord, replace all the bondage with holy bonding and family love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1192. In the meantime, I guess the key to all this isn't Grandpa in your bones, but Jesus in your heart, because he's the only true change agent. Remember, there's only one perfect family in the whole history of the world, and that's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The rest of us are all broken. So give your family tree some grace, and give yourself some grace too. But don't let that keep you from dealing with the negative things that you've inherited when Grandpa lives in your bones.